tomato, and it's real slimy inside. It's got little bitty seeds, and looks like the pods look like this. It has a little stem here, a little cap, and then they'll grow like this.
Corn. No.
Little ridges, and you usually slice them this way, and when you slice them that way, they say they look like this cross section.
Celery.
No. And they're hollow inside like this, with a very thin cross web. Okay. You ever heard of oak?
Oak?
I just gave you the first part of it.
Okay, I don't know.
You ever heard of okra?
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 Okra, yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, if you have an apple or a plum around and it dries up, you'd say that the skin of that dried apple is all...
wrinkled.
Yeah, and what's another word for wrinkled?
Pruned.
Pruned, okay. Well, all right, let's say...
Dehydrated.
All right. If something is... all right, something is, let's see here. All right, you've been in the water too long. What happens to your skin?
Wrinkles.
All right, what's another word for wrinkle in this case?
I don't know. I know the word, but I can't bring it to mind.
You ever heard of that?
Shrivels.
Okay. The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads that you sometimes grow.
Lettuce.
All right, and the other kind?
Cabbage.
Okay. And speaking about three or four of them, you say, I like those.
Heads of lettuce.
Or heads of?
Cabbage.
Okay, and if you're just talking about...
cabbages.
Know, okay. And there's two kinds of beans. There's the type that you, that come in pods, you know, what do you call those? That you, you know, that look like...
beans.
They look like this.
String beans.
Okay, and then they have the things inside, you know. And then there's the other kind. What do you do when you the type that you don't eat. The outside that you have to do what to these beans?
Shell them.
Okay. Okay, and what do you call the large yellowish flat beans? The seeds, the insides, not the beans. Not the pods. They come like this, but they're big. They're real big.
Rana beans.
Okay. Okay, if you take the tops of turnips and cook them, then you have a mess of what?
Turnip heads, I don't know.
Okay, you ever heard that? Probably like mustard. You got spinach and you got mustard. Or turnip, you heard term greens?
Yeah, I heard term greens. Yeah.
Turnip greens. Okay. If you have two boys and three girls, you have?
Two boys and three girls.
Okay. You ever speak of them as having so many heads of children? You say, I got five heads of kids? Or?
Not really.
Okay. Have you, if you had, you had seven boys and seven girls, and you didn't want to say you had five heaven. No, you didn't want to say you had that many head, and you didn't want to say you had five and seven. What other terms might you use to?
Mouths to feed, kids.
You ever use the word passel? Ever heard of it?
No, where do you get these terms?
Okay, I'm just in there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, earlier we were talking about cabbages, and you said they came in what?
Heads.
Okay. All right. How about the outside part of a ear of corn? What do you call that?
Pod? No. I know what you call the outside.
Okay. You know, you got the ear inside like this, and you got the outside coat.
Covering shell.
And you got to pull it off to get to the corn.
Yeah, I know what you call it.
Okay.